We're chatting with John here from Maidstone Canoe Club. John, I've had a message in from Jill who says, can the canoe guy, I assume she means
you. Right, okay, yeah, that's what I'm referred to as now, good.
Can she help us fix up a kayaking day, perhaps?
Right, okay. The answer to that is yes, most definitely. We've already got open day set up. We've got an open day in May, which is actually fully booked. But if anyone looks at the website, maidstonecanoeclub.net, you'll find that there's another open day in June, 18th of June, I think it is. They're not open to book yet, but they will be open over the next week or so. So just keep looking on there. And also, Jill, beginners courses. And if you are someone that's already kayaked in the past and you feel quite confident, then just get in touch with the club by email, and one of us will come out and just do an assessment with you and just spend an hour or two on the water and see if you're up to speed, and then you can join the club from there. So just get in touch with us.
Thanks for that, John. Yeah, just a word of warning. She's known as Potty Mouth Jill, so you might need your swear box on her
okay.
If she's in the area.
Okay, so I'll find the right group to put her in there.
Indeed. So that was, you're talking about the open day, so people can just, just people turn up for that, or do you have to register?
We do like people to register so we know the numbers, to make sure there's enough coaches and paddle support assistants around to look after them. But again, look at the website, look in the calendar, and it will show them the usually Saturdays and Sundays coming up, and we try and put on as many as possible. And then you just link into the slot, book a time, turn up. You don't have to have the equipment. It'll tell you what to wear. We can, you know, give people the equipment for the day and the kayaks, and there'll be coaches and experienced paddlers on hand to help. So it's a great day.
Brilliant. I believe someone from your club contacted you about the marathon event.
Yes, yeah. I got one or two of my times mixed up, which isn't unusual for me. Reese, thanks for getting in touch. It means people are listening as well, Paul, which is good news
indeed.
For you.
Yeah, very good.
The actual races start at 12. So from 12 onwards is where you're going to see the action on the towpaths and along the riverbank. The briefing is at 11:30. So have a look out for us all from 12 o'clock onwards.
Excellent. Okay. John, did I notice as well, park run recently, you got a personal best?
I did, yes.
How are you doing this?
Well, it was really down to the... I ran the Brighton Marathon, did a marathon this year as well. And I think all the training for that finally got through to getting me to get my times down. And I did... I've got an ambition this year to get under 25. I did 25:10 at Maidstone a couple of weeks ago. So... I was really pleased on one hand, but actually really disappointed that I could have pushed it and got that 10 seconds off. So hopefully you'll be able to see that, and I'll get another PB fairly soon and get under that 25 mark.
Nice one. And just a reminder from all our friends down at Parkrun, and particularly Donna and the other run directors down there, you're a run director yourself.
I do need to get, I've not done one since the early part of the year, so I do need to, get back in touch with Donna and Colin and do some and step up. So I will do that as well. Once I get my 25, I'll get back as run director.
I saw a message from Colin this morning. I think he's still looking for people to help him set up tomorrow morning. So if you are free from about 8:30 tomorrow morning down at Kent Life, then Colin Field will be welcoming of your help to just put a few cones out and help set the event up. Going to play us another water-related song. This is TLC and Waterfalls. And we got time for another brief chat, so you can give out a few more contact details, John, when we come back.
Great. Thanks, Paul.